Welcome to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, it's time to hear from you. It's our I Stand for Israel segment. This is where we feature letters, emails, and website comments from those of you who have contacted the fellowship. Let's listen.
I'm a Christian. When I was old enough to understand that Jewish people are the apple of God's eye, I felt a connection to them. I saw the movie Schindler's List and saw the suffering that the Jewish people went through, and my heart is sore for them. I believe we need to stand for the nation of Israel. How can we not? They are wonderful people, and I love them dearly in my heart. Israel is the birthplace of our Savior and will endure no matter who comes against her, because God loves that nation and will bless them always. I will also bless them always.
Dear Rabbi Eckstein, my name is Kent. I stand for Israel because that is my homeland. This is the land of our fathers. This is the land that belongs to our Heavenly Father, to Elohim, who made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jerusalem, the city of the great king, must be protected. We long and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but this will only happen when the Prince of Peace comes to his city. With blessings to you, Shalom.
You've been hearing from our listeners today on Holy Land Moments in our Listener Letters segment. We'd love to hear your comments as well. Contact us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and let us know how you stand for and support Israel and the Jewish people. You can reach us at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. This has been a presentation of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.